This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, June 14th. Happy Flag Day. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Later on the program, celebrating Black Music Month in Rogers, the Fayetteville Farmers Market honors kids and their dads this week, and old-time music in West Plains, Missouri.
And in just a moment, Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net talks to Jason Tolbert about political news of the week. It has been an unusually interesting political past few days in Arkansas for a non-election year. Friday, Alice Stewart resigned from her job in the Arkansas Secretary of State's office to join Michelle Bachmann's presidential campaign staff. There has also been news that the chair of the National Republican Party is coming to the state, and a new report from the Chronicle of Higher Education says Arkansas has the least educated legislature in the country.
The report says one-fourth of Arkansas's legislators have no college experience, and 40% of the state's legislators do not have a college degree. Scott Smallwood with the Chronicle of Higher Education says such numbers are not necessarily bad news.
There are certainly people who say, you know what, in a country where only a third, less than a third of adults have gone to college, having some people in the state house who have a range of experiences may be just what the government needs.
Nationally, 75% of state's legislators have college degrees. Scott Smallwood says the report found no correlation between legislators' personal education and their support of higher education.
I heard from a lot of people who made the argument that, you know what, state legislatures are at their best kind of a citizen legislature, and they should be close to the people. And we don't necessarily need a legislature that is full of a super educated elite.
While 60% of legislators with degrees is among the lowest rates in the nation, it is still much higher than Arkansas's population. Only 13% of the state's adults possess college degrees.
The chair of the National Republican Party is coming to the state next month. State GOP Chair Doyle Webb says the appearance will be part of a statewide gathering of Republican leaders.
On July 22nd and 23rd, the state Republican Party will be enjoying what we are calling cruising into the majority. And that weekend will kick off with a riverboat cruise on the Arkansas Queen up the Arkansas River. Our national chairman, Reince Priebus, will be joining us, and tickets are $150 for the reception, dinner, and cruise.
The GOP cruise is also scheduled to include most of the top Republican elected officials in Arkansas, including Senator John Bozeman and 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack. One Republican no longer working inside the state's borders is Alice Stewart. She announced she was leaving Secretary of State Mark Martin's office to become Michelle Bachmann's National Press Secretary. Alice Stewart held the same position for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee when he ran for the White House in 2008. Bachmann, a member of the U.S. House from Minnesota, has filed papers that says she intends to run for president in 2012. She participated last night in a GOP debate of White House hopefuls that was held in New Hampshire. Kevin Diaz, who covers politics, and Michelle Bachmann for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, says the fact that Alice Stewart and other former Huckabee presidential staff members like Ed Rollins have joined Michelle Bachmann's team shouldn't be a surprise.
There was a lot of speculation in the early going that if Huckabee actually jumped into the race, that it could be a problem for Bachmann because they would be vying for the same social conservative voters. So the fact that Huckabee is not in doesn't surprise me now that some of his people would want to be helping her out.
Kevin Diaz says both Michelle Bachmann and Mike Huckabee appeal to a similar voter.
She got her start in politics as an anti-abortion activist. She got her law degree from Oral Roberts University. She has said that she was called into politics, by Jesus.
And former Governor Mike Huckabee has stated he will not seek the GOP nomination in 2012.
The current Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar of Springdale has sent out a Twitter message that he's being encouraged to move into the newly drawn 4th Congressional District to challenge Democrat Congressman Mike Ross. If Dar moved about 15 miles east, he'd be inside Madison County in the recently expanded territory of the 4th District. It grew geographically following the redistricting process. Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net recently talked with political observer Jason Tolbert about Mark Dar's options.
I think what you're seeing is that Dar has a lot of options available to him. He's become really one of the rising stars in the Republican Party. And when you look at the congressional race against Mike Ross, for one, other than the incumbent senators and the other congressmen, He's probably the strongest statewide Republican name at this point. And the way that district has been reshaped, he lives just a few miles over from the new part that extends up into Madison County. And I would think he would do very well in that new part of the district. And I think he would do well in South Arkansas in addition to that. So he's looking at whether he should do that or not. He's also looking at whether he may run for governor in 4 years. The thing he told me when I talked to him is he has to be prepared to be governor right now as lieutenant governor because he's next in line for that if anything should happen. So he's already in that mindset of how would I be governor if I had to step into that role. And so once you start thinking about that, it kind of becomes rational that you would look at the possibility of running for governor in the future.
Lieutenant Governor Darr presides over the Arkansas State Senate, which, if nothing seismic happens, will be led by State Senator Larry Teague, a Democrat from Nashville, Arkansas, who's up for re-election next year. Teague is hosting a fundraiser in the near future, and last week he sent an invitation that included every Democratic state senator and 15 Republican ones, too. And that stirred a little partisan controversy.
Sure. We have Senator Larry Teague. He's the pro tem designate for this next session. And he faces a re-election in a district that's leaning more and more conservative. So he has a fundraiser coming up trying to shore up support for his re-election campaign. And he had all 35 senators listed on his invitation, which of course included 15 Republican senators. And there was some discussion as to how appropriate it was for Republicans to be supporting a Democrat who is going to be running probably a pretty competitive race this next year. And during that discussion, it came out one of the senators, Jason Rapert, Republican from Bigelow, said he never gave his permission for his name to be on the invitation. Obviously, we know some of the state senators from Bigelow can be very independent-minded, and we saw that here again when Rapert said he was the only one of the 35 that said, I didn't give permission for that, and Senator Teague had to kind of back down and apologize for having his name on there, apparently an error.
Finally, on the national scene, we continue to monitor the ever-shifting Republican presidential field as a number of candidates and would-be candidates line up to take on incumbent Democratic President Barack Obama. Without a consensus candidate, the GOP primary looks like a mess right now. Or does it?
Well, I think you have what happens many times when the party who's not in the White House is trying to field a candidate. There's not really one established person that everybody gets behind this early in the race. If you had to pick an establishment person, you'd probably go with Mitt Romney. But there's a lot of people that have some problems with Romney, particularly his support of RomneyCare there in Massachusetts. And so there's kind of a scramble for who's going to be the other guy, the guy that's going to oppose Mitt Romney in those primary states. You've got Tim Pawlenty, who's been there for a while. A lot of people thought Mitch Daniels was going to get in the race. He has backed out. He's not going to get in the race now. Mike Huckabee's backed out. And now you hear some talk about Governor Perry down in Texas getting in the race. It looks like that's very likely to happen, particularly after Newt Gingrich had a disastrous week. He had almost his whole senior staff resign over how he was running the campaign and some internal disagreements there. So that's going to open a door for Governor Perry. I think you may actually see some of Newt's staff go over and work for Governor Perry's campaign if he gets in. So it's just very muddy right now. It's not really sure who the nominee is going to be. It's going to be very interesting to watch over the next year with the Iowa straw poll just right around the corner and a debate actually taking place on Monday night in New Hampshire. As is usual, when an incumbent is in the White House, it becomes a up and down vote on them. And so this will be a referendum on President Obama. I think it will all come down to what the economy does over the next year and year and a half. If the economy stays bad or even gets worse, it'll be difficult for him to win re-election. But if the normal cycle causes the economy to bounce back, which we all hope it does, but if the economy bounces back and recovers, it may be a smooth sailing re-election for him. So that's really outside of the control over who the Republican nominee is. I think the economy is probably the biggest player in the game as to who's going to be the next president.
Roby Brock talked with Jason Tolbert of the Tolbert Report this week. Roby is the editor and publisher of the website TalkBusiness.net. Support for content from TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon offering small business solutions, including high-speed mobile broadband, wireless email, global services, and push-to-talk. More information at a Verizon communication store or online at VZW.com/small business.